When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1381, Six Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger by Sirdar Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free and coming to you 7 days a week. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead and from a bunch of different authors. And of course, we always get permission from the sites first. And I always give a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, on Fridays, I do something a little differently. I answer your questions. You can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, with that, let's jump in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Six Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger by Sirdar Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. There are multiple ways to prevent hunger, and this can be the difference between the success or failure of your diet efforts. From the years 2013 to 2017, I have tried a countless number of diets. Most of them were very popular and produced great results for many people. Some were hidden gems I thought I discovered in a dusty shelf of a used bookstore. I couldn't stick with any of these diets because I couldn't deal with hunger. Hunger is a very primitive feeling, and it is one of our basic survival instincts. Without hunger, we wouldn't be alive right now. It's our body's fuel gauge. Imagine your car didn't have a fuel gauge, and the red light didn't come on when you are low on fuel. How would you know when to fill up your tank? You could easily get distracted and run out of gas in the middle of nowhere. So why do we get hungry? Hunger and fullness are simply regulated by two hormones called leptin and ghrelin. When we eat, fat cells release the leptin hormone, and this hormone tells our brain that we are full. On the other hand, when the leptin levels are low, another hormone called ghrelin is released, and the ghrelin hormone tells our brain that we need food. Thus, we feel hungry. How about cravings? You think you are full, but you see a commercial or an image of a food item, and now you have to have it. You know what I'm talking about. It happens to all of us. Some people crave sweets, while others crave savory foods. My weakness is fast food. Seeing images of fries or pizza makes me want to eat them. As it turns out, ghrelin is also responsible for this feeling. One way to avoid this kind of eating behavior is to make sure we are never hungry. But how is that possible when we are in a calorie deficit? How can we prevent hunger? 1. Avoid sugar. We all know eating sugar increases blood glucose levels and causes a spike in insulin. That's true, but that's not the only thing sugar does. Sugar also causes a sharp increase in blood triglyceride levels. Why does that matter? Triglycerides are fats found in your blood. They can actually cross the blood-brain barrier and cause leptin resistance. Do you remember what leptin does? It goes to your brain and tells your brain to stop eating. Leptin resistance means that your brain doesn't hear the leptin when it shouts to your brain to stop eating. 2, avoid alcohol. Alcohol is another substance that causes an increase in triglycerides in your bloodstream. Do you remember that time you were drinking beer with your friends and the fries that came to the table looked irresistible? I mean, fries always look irresistible, but it turns out alcohol can make you hungry by raising the triglyceride levels in your blood. Alcohol is also considered a non-essential nutrient. Plus, it's a pretty rich source of calories. 1 gram of alcohol has about 7 calories. So, if you're serious about losing weight, keep your alcohol consumption to a minimum. 3, eat omega-3 rich foods. Omega-3 fatty acids reduce the triglyceride levels in the bloodstream. As I mentioned earlier, lowering blood triglyceride levels may increase your leptin sensitivity. This way, you can prevent hunger. Some examples of omega-3 rich foods are fatty fish, like salmon or tuna, nuts and seeds such as flax seeds and walnuts, and plant-based oils like flaxseed oil and canola oil. These foods are also high in mono and polyunsaturated fats, which are great for your heart health. Walnuts are especially a great choice due to their effect on improved blood lipid profiles without causing weight gain. 4. Eat more fiber. Fiber sounds boring, I know. Who likes fiber? But eating more fiber helps you feel full in more than one way. Fiber not only lowers the triglyceride levels in your blood, it also increases the volume of the food and makes you feel full with less food. Increasing your fiber intake will also help you reduce the total calories you eat. Even though fiber is a carbohydrate and is considered to have 4 calories per gram, in reality, they only provide you with 2 calories per gram. This way, you actually get full by eating fewer calories. Fiber is also fermented by the gut microbiota and turned into short-chain fatty acids. Short-chain fatty acids in your bloodstream, in turn, may help you burn more fat and accumulate less fat as an energy source. 5. Eat more protein. Protein is our best friend when we are trying to lose weight. Protein protects our metabolism as we lose weight and helps us burn more calories through the thermic effect of food. You can also prevent hunger by eating more protein. Maintaining our lean body mass is very important during fat loss, and increasing your protein intake will definitely help with that. Protein may also increase leptin sensitivity by lowering the blood triglyceride levels. What's also interesting is the appetite suppressant effects of protein are independent of leptin and ghrelin levels in the blood. Can you imagine eating a whole chicken, though? Probably not. But the amount of calories in a whole chicken is about the same as a big bag of chips. Most of us would have no problem eating a whole bag of chips in one sitting. The reason you can't eat lots of chicken or steak is the protein content. Protein will fill you up quickly, and you won't think about food for hours after. 6. Exercise. You already know that exercise burns calories and helps you lose weight. But exercise can also help you prevent hunger. Doing moderate intensity exercise may suppress appetite in those that are overweight or obese. Unfortunately, this effect is not seen in lean individuals. So, if you do struggle with weight, maybe go for a walk when you feel a little hungry. You might find that at the end of your walk, your hunger will go away. The biggest issue with weight loss is adherence to the diet. And the biggest reason people will quit diets is the hunger. Relying on willpower is not a good strategy for weight loss, especially in an environment where cheap and tasty food options are abundant and very easy to get. So the most successful dieters will rarely feel hungry. Using the strategies I mentioned will help you prevent hunger and successfully lose weight. You just listened to the post titled 6 Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger by Sirdar Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So I do have a couple of thoughts. Most of it actually is about the research I've conducted when it comes to feelings of hunger. When it comes to eating fiber and protein, Sirdar is absolutely right. I did a long-term study looking at the effects of whether a high-fiber diet or a high-protein diet helps with weight management. And what I found was both seemed to help. Both were effective. And we actually asked people following each diet how hungry they felt. And both groups reported that they didn't feel starving when on either of those diets. And in fact, when it comes to managing diabetes, something that I tell patients is whenever you eat something, especially if it's a carbohydrate-rich food, either make sure it's full of fiber, or if it's not, if it's more of like a simple carbohydrate, make sure you eat some protein with it. Because again, either one of those tips will help manage blood sugar levels. And when it comes to exercise, Sirdar is absolutely right again. We have found that those that are struggling with their weight, those who might be overweight or obese, if they perform exercise, they tend to report less feelings of hunger. So yes, dietary fiber, making sure you're getting enough protein, and exercise seem to be great tactics for helping reduce feelings of hunger. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all 7 days a week. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. As always, where optimal life awaits.